不能把中国史放在世界史里面和世界史一块儿学。我呢，不想参与任何的争论。
I don't want to put Chinese history together with world history, or I don't want to participate in any arguments.
但是今天我从这个义务教育的角度来跟大家谈。
But today, I want to talk to you from the perspective of compulsory education.
那么，我相信看到这个视频的人呢，
Then I believe that those who see this video will.
都不是义务教育的漏网之鱼。
None of them were the lost sheep in everyone's education.
所以呢，我们大部分人的历史的内容，
So, what about the history of most people?
包括我们的史观的形成，
Including the formation of our historical perspective,
都是我们的9年义务教育啊。
all are our 9-year compulsory education.
我们的课本所给我们的，这是在这片土地当中大部分人的一个历史的来源。
Our textbook provides us with a history that is the source of most people in this land.
至于后来所谓的听到再多的啊，
As for the so-called hearing more and more,
我加一个引号的解构，
I add a deconstruction with quotes.
那个呢，我们都可能不会把它当做所谓的正史。
What about us? We might not even consider it as a political or historical event.
我们把它当做野史，或者是，怎么说啊？
We treat it as folklore or how to say.
就是说，不能登大雅之堂，不能登台面的啊。
That means you can't be on the stage or in the spotlight.
所以无论如何呢，
So, no matter what,
我们的课本这个江湖地位呢，绝对是要占据主导的。
our textbook's position in the market is absolutely dominant.
这个也是呢，我们的教育重中之重的，我们的历史的内容啊。
This is also one of the most important parts of our education, namely the content of history.
历史的编排，
Historical narrative.
还有历史的史观，
There is also a historical perspective.
这个是关乎到整个
This is relevant to the whole.
不管是老中青还是幼，
Whether you are old, middle-aged, young or young,
不管是昨天、现在还是将来，那么这样的历史呢，就决定了它的合法性啊。
Whether it's yesterday, today, or in the future, the historical facts will determine its legitimacy.
就决定了他的教育的目的，
This determined his educational goals.
也就决定了我们的祖国花朵的未来。
This also determines the future of our country's flowers.
所以呢，之所以这样的编排哈。
So, the reason for this arrangement is
我学的是有三个最根本的不同啊，一个是史观的不同。当我们谈世界史的时候，你
I think there are three fundamental differences. When people look at history, they have different perspectives.
说谈世界史哦，谈
You said you're talking about world history.
欧美史哈，
Talking about European history.
我举一个简单例子，谈
Here's a simple example.
希伯来史。
Talk about the history of the Hebrew language.
那么希伯来史是以旧的约啊。
So, the Hebrew Bible is the Old Testament.
从这个角度来看呢，它
From my perspective,
里面所记载的内容呢，
the content described in it,
就发现跟我们是很不一样的。
I found that they were very different from us.
他们记载的就是类似于事件和故事一样的，
These are similar to events and stories.
甚至是某一个君王、某一个这个历史人物的个英雄。
Even a single hero of a king or a historical figure.
他们的丑事，
Their misdeeds.
他们的这种非常的拿不上台面的事。
Their actions are completely unacceptable.
甚至很恶劣的事儿哈。
Even worse things.
都在那个书上啊写的一清二楚。
It's all written clearly in that book.
甚至是发现他们也有这种悔改。
Even if they discover that they also have this repentance.
发现他们也有这种认错。
They also have this kind of regret and mistake.
把这些都给他们写上。
Write all of these down.
所以这个我们发现他们更倾向于照笔直书。
So, we found that they tend to write in straight lines.
就是真实记录的这个层面哈。
This is the level of real records.
但是我们在这里看到。
But what we see here.
不管是我们中国那个古代的纪实。
Whether it's the ancient Chinese history.
还是我们近代的这个纪实呢。
Is it the recent history of our era?
我们的史观本身来讲的话。
In terms of our historical perspective.
我们是有可言可不言的啊。
We are not talking nonsense, you know.
我们是有它的固定的。
We are its fixed.
所谓的区域和范围的。
The so-called regional and scope.
你不能出格。
You can't be that way.
让你写的你。
You wrote it.
能写不让写的不能写是吧
？Can you write something that cannot be written？
所以这个史观呢，我们看到呢，它一方面呢是史实、客观的历史的事实的记录与陈述。
So this historical narrative we see is on one hand a record and statement of objective historical facts。
另外一方面呢，就是它有它的限定的内容啊。
On the other hand, it also has its limitations.
这个地方我不方便讲得很明确啊。
I can't talk about this place very clearly.
限定的内容。
Limited content.
那么也就是呢，我们是怎么能够看到一个周全的、完全的历史呢
？So how can we see a comprehensive and complete history?
只能说是相对真实。
It can only be said to be relatively true.
完了以后呢
After that,
另外一个呢就是说主观的更多的去编撰啊。
Another one is that a more subjective writing
去编辑啊。
Edit, please.
去这样的设计。
Go to such a design.
所以不可能呢把这两种不同的史观放在一块儿。
Therefore, it's impossible to put these two different historical perspectives together.
欧美史
here.
西方史
Western history. History.
世界史
World history.
这种史观本身呢
This is a historical artifact.
它就跟我们的是有冲突的。那我们的史观呢，就是说谈到第二个方面呢。
It conflicts with our historical perspective, specifically when we talk about the second aspect.
它是有明显的服务对象的，是吧？
Is it obviously a service for something?
我们之所以这样的编撰
The reason for this compilation is
我们的历史呢，就是说我们家的事儿。
Our history is about our family's affairs.
你外人无权插嘴。
You have no right to interfere.
我想怎么写
？What should I write?
怎么写呢
？How to write?
是我们是一定是要服务我们的家庭的啊。
That's because we're here to serve our families.
这个所谓的大家长的是吧
？So this big brother is.
这个是家长主持的。
This is a parent-led activity.
家长说了算的。
Parents are the ultimate authority.
你不用管。
You don't need to worry.
有家暴也好。
There is also domestic violence.
或者是有这个对孩子不好。
Or is it bad for children?
对老婆怎么样
？How to treat your wife?
这个外人是没有办法说的哈。
This is something that outsiders can't say.
你不能说是啊。
You can't say that.
我们都拿到一块儿，拿到公共领域。
We all got a piece of the public domain.
那我们的这个我们的历史本身它不属于一个公共领域啊。
Then our history itself doesn't belong to the public domain.
它属于一个我们的一个家史啊。
It belongs to one of our families.
是这样一个范畴。
Here is a category.
因为什么呢
？Why?
我们要服务这个家庭嘛。
We need to serve this family.
这是从服务对象谈的。
This is from the perspective of the service recipient.
那么第三个呢
？So what about the third one?
就是我们看到他的目的，是不是？啊，目的呢
？Are we seeing his purpose?
我们看的就是有一种史观是尽量客观。
What we're looking for is a historical perspective that is as objective as possible.
而有一种史观呢是尽量主观。
And there is a historical perspective that tries to be as subjective as possible.
这个是与它要达到的历史的目的是分不开的。
This is inseparable from the historical purpose it is trying to achieve.
有一种历史的一种技术呢，是为了求真。
There is a history of technology for finding the truth.
而另外一种呢
，And the other one
是为了奠定
，to establish，
也可以说是为了巩固。
This can also be said to be for consolidation.
当然也是为了服从，哎。
Of course, it's also for obedience.
所以呢，我们在这里看到呢。
So here we see,
就是这个三个方面，是不是史观的不同
？This is about the differences between the three aspects of historical studies.
服务对象的不同
，different service objects，
还有目的的不同，就决定了
the difference in purpose determines the outcome.
我们不可能把所谓的中国史就放在世界史的里面。
We cannot put what is called Chinese history into the category of world history. There are no major problems in ancient Chinese history.
尤其是我们说近几百年，这个是不可能的。
Especially, we say that in the past few hundred years, it's impossible.
这个也是没有必要的。
This is also unnecessary. Well,
所以呢，这些人呢，妄想把中国史跟世界史完全扯到一块儿啊。
So these people are trying to completely link Chinese history with world history.
去怎么样？
How are you doing?
这样的话呢，这个是别有用心的啊。
So this is obviously self-serving.
所以我今天就跟大家讲到哈。
So, today, I'm going to talk to everyone about
这个是不可能也是不必要的
This is impossible and unnecessary
这样的人是别有用心的
These people are self-serving